Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Scientists are discovering a very peculiar thing about aging. How we feel about getting old matters a lot. So in test after test, researchers are finding that if you and I think about getting older in terms of a decline or disability, our health likely will suffer. If, on the other hand, we see aging in terms of opportunity and growth, our bodies respond in kind. That research holds out the possibility for much healthier aging, but it really also points to a very big obstacle. The negative stereotypes about aging are pervasive in America. In fact, getting older is a term people really shy away from. I think we think about getting older at different times in life in different ways, right? When we're 14 and 15, we want to get older so that we can learn to drive. And when we get into our 20s, we want to get older because we want to have maturity. We want to have a job. We want to have other things. But there comes a point in time where getting older starts to be something we say about somebody. They're getting older. And there's an implied meaning behind that that would suggest that there's a decline or there's a weakness there. Mom and dad or you're getting older and you're not able to, maybe driving is a question at some point. Oh, they're getting older. It becomes a prejudice of sorts. So can we change the way we feel about aging? Can we improve our prospects for healthier senior years? There's a growing body of research that offers hope, and psychologists and neuroscientists are identifying strategies that individuals can use to improve their mindsets about aging with benefits for their health and their well-being. So in one recent study, for example, researchers at institutions including the Yale School of Public Health found that older individuals who were subliminally exposed to positive messages about aging showed long-term improvements in self-image, strength, and balance. And other recent studies have shown that it's possible to achieve similar results with tactics that psychologists and cognitive therapists and educators use to treat depression, combat race and gender bias, and break people of harmful habits such as smoking. Negative stereotypes about aging are a public health issue, according to Becca Levy, who's an associate professor of epidemiology and psychology at the Yale School of Public Health, and she's the lead author of the Yale study. What people aren't aware of is that they have the ability to overcome and resist negative stereotypes and compensate for the ill effects of automatic ageism. I read an interesting article about a test that was done. This is maybe a week, week and a half ago, and I was reading this in the Wall Street Journal, that a test had been done on mice. And the test was, let's take 40 lab mice and take 20 of them and exercise them regularly for a few weeks and take the other 20 and leave them sedentary for a few weeks and then inject them both with a staph infection and see what the result is. The exercised mice still got sick. They still got the staph infection because it was a live infection that they all got. But their bodies were able to respond much more positively, where inflammation occurred in a much greater and harder way for those who were sedentary than those who kept exercising. In one way, I think this complements what Ann Turgeson, who's the author of the article, How to Change the Way You Feel About Aging, that came out of the journal back in October that I'm referencing today. It complements that because, in reality, we need to find ways to exercise. If you find yourself getting sick regularly where you didn't get sick regularly, ask yourself the question, am I keeping myself active? Am I moving about my day? I was at the Healthy Back store over in Rockville. It happens to be near a Verizon store where I was, standing in the interminable line, where they take your name and you'll be next and it's 35 minutes later. And so I took time and went over. At Verizon, they really should hand out buzzers like they do at restaurants so that you can walk away and, it'll tell you your table is ready for you to go buy your phone, because it can just take forever. You know what I'm talking about? And then what do you do when you're sitting there at the Verizon store? You look around at the other people who are looking up from their cell phones, looking at you, and you're all like, I can't believe I'm sitting here like this, right? I mean, there's got to be a more efficient way to do that. But that said, at the Healthy Back store, I walked in and they had a chair that was actually a ball. And the ball sits, you sit on the ball instead of sitting on a chair, and it activates your core muscles, and it's healthier, and it's actually better on your back. I learned some things there just at the Healthy Back Store about modern technology for sitting. All of this is to say is that our attitude about health and about how we maintain our health and how we are getting older and we are going to get older is how are we going to approach this process of getting older? I'm going to put the entirety of the article that I'm reading from to understand what the myths versus the facts are for getting older. I'll put this on our blog, and I want to encourage you, sign up for our blog. Go to ericstewartgroup.com, and you can sign up for our blog. You can listen to today's show, and you can read and receive information. We blog, I write every week one or two articles on something having to do with what we're discussing on the show, something else that's important. If you like what you hear from me on the show, you can, you know, can receive that, read it, ignore it, whatever you want to do, but it comes to you for free of charge with an unsubscribe if you just get tired of it. So, you know, we need to recognize the stereotypes in everyday life of what it means to get older. It's going to take time, especially in our lives, to help other people understand that we're not getting older, we're getting better. Yeah, we're getting older. I mean, that's the truth of it. We are getting older, but physically, we're moving into a new season where we're investing our life. It was maybe 3 years ago where I started going to a gym near where I live. I had come to the conviction that there are times in life where things become urgent or they become important. And either you make the decision that this is now important to my health to spend time exercising and taking care of myself, or it will become urgent that you do so at some time later and much harder for you to recover and actually keep your health going for the long term, right? So better to make it important even when you aren't sure that it really is important at the moment. And frankly, what I found was I really enjoyed it. I found it very difficult, and I'd still find it difficult to move away from exercising. I play ice hockey a few times a week at 10 o'clock at night, crazy hours. I have a great time doing it, and I love the guys that I play with. It's a not-so-fast league, which, frankly, is pretty fast for me. And you know, I come off the ice, and it's women, it's like better than any kind of Zumba class you could take. You wouldn't believe the core exercises that you do just getting up and down the ice. Average time on the ice in professional ice hockey, 37 seconds per shift. Very short because it's an all-out sprint and you're moving every part of your body at the same time. So that's great. I love it. I have this addiction in a very positive way to keeping going, keeping exercising, and my body loves it and I feel better. So substituting positive for negative stereotypes is an important part of what I'm talking, and then accepting the aging process. We have to look in the mirror. Like I said at the beginning, I look in the mirror and I have to accept the fact that, hey, I am getting older. I am aging, and that's okay. I'm becoming the me that's just a little bit older than I was yesterday, and that's part of God's plan. I'm grateful for it. So, seeing this reality, understanding this reality, and then modifying the way that I live within my reality it's a part of facing the need to change. You know, I talk about right-sizing on the show, and albeit the decision to give up a large house and move to one level living, I think is just a natural part of getting older, of aging. You know, and I think I'll just say getting older. Getting older is not a negative thing. It's just, again, a part of every day of our lives, we're always getting older. As we get older, we no longer physically want to have all that extra space. We no longer want to have all the land to cut. We no longer want to have all those things. So going through a process of right-sizing your life, I've created a guide. We're in there. I help you even evaluate the ways that you are healthy in your life. It's called the seven areas of wellness. And it's essentially, I've created a guide to help you test yourself against what your preferable future is. Imagine that you live in your home now and you feel as if you can't do what you really want to do, either because you're afraid of letting go of what you have or because maybe money's a big concern and you don't know how to calculate the difference in living where you live now and where you might go, or maybe because you've got some social networks nearby and you're not sure what the options are and you just need some guidance. Folks, that's what I'm here for. I'm here just to give you information, to help you guide you. That's why I'm on the radio. So take advantage of it. Go to my website. Go to ericstewartgroup.com. Download the right sizing guide and take yourself through this exercise in the guide. It'll also tell you and encourage you and lead you through the process of downsizing your stuff, getting rid of things you don't need anymore, which will also free you up. 95% of you will never move out of your houses. Did you know that? That's the statistical, verifiable fact of folks who are getting older. They'll stay in the house. But why not live in the house that you're in and enjoy the house in new ways? Having less stuff, having less encumbered, implied commitments to magazines you don't read and books that you don't read and furniture that you never sit in and that kind of thing, right? So download that Right Sizing Guide, the Market Ready Guide, or the CCRC Guide if you want to know where the different retirement communities are in the area, all at ericstewartgroup.com. Brief timeout, and let's look at the difference between 211 degrees and 212 degrees in our lives just after this. ¶¶